It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel. Today's topic, we'll be discussing سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق, the first caliph of the Muslims رضي الله تعالى عنه. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this gathering today, this silsila, to be a means of our forgiveness. May we speak the truth about this great personality, as he was the one who's known as the embodiment of truthfulness and affirmation for what came to him from the message of Islam. So my dear viewers, inshallah, stay tuned. We will have beautiful kalams. We will have honorable discussions about this personality, his introduction, his life, and special qualities about him as well. Alhamdulillah, today we have our honorable guest, Hafiz Jawad Attari, mashallah azza wa jalla. We ask Allah Almighty to grant him blessings in his wealth, health and iman, for giving time out, inshallah. So dear viewers, without further ado, we will inshallah mention a virtue of reciting Durood-e Pak. And who else should we mention it? Rather, the blessed tongue of the first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, who has said, As-salatu ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amhaqu lil khataya min al-ma'i lin nar. He said, salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam erases sins faster than water extinguishes fire. And then he mentioned, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِتْقِ الرِّقَابِ. And salam, peace upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is superior to freeing slaves. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers, today inshallah we'll be discussing regarding that personality who was the first free man to embrace Islam, the close and dear friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who never committed any type of polytheism within his entire life. And inshallah, we're going to hear about this incident which occurred during his childhood with his father and idols, and what actually transpired, further cementing the beautiful characteristics of this noble friend of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear viewers, inshallah, without further ado, we will start today's program with a beautiful kalam. I'd like to request our honorable guest, Hafiz Muhammad Jawad Attari, to bless us with a kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. سلم عليك يا حبيب الله كري چارا سازی زیارت کسی کی کری چارا سازی زیارت کسی کی بھرے زخم دل کے بھرے زخم دل کے ملاحت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی چمک کر یہ کہتی ہے طلعت کسی کی چمک کر یہ کہتی ہے طلعت کسی کی کہ دیدار حق ہے کہ دیدار حق ہے زیارت کسی کی کہ دیدار حق ہے زیارت کسی کی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی عجب پیاری پیاری ہے صورت کسی کی عجب پیاری پیاری ہے صورت کسی کی ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہے الفت کسی کی ہمیں کیا خدا کو ہے الفت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی خدا کا دیا ہے تیرے پاس سب کچھ خدا کا دیا ہے تیرے پاس سب کچھ تیرے ہوتے کیا ہم کو حاجت کسی کی تیرے ہوتے کیا ہم کو حاجت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی پتھر بانے ڈالی ہے باہیں گلے میں پتھر بانے ڈالی ہے باہیں گلے میں کہ ہو جائے راضی طبیعت کسی کی کہ ہو جائے راضی طبیعت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی خدا سے دعا ہے کہ ہنگام رخصت خدا سے دعا ہے کہ ہنگام رخصت زبان حسر پر ہو مدحت کسی کی زبان حسر پر ہو مدحت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی بھرے زخم دل کے ملاحت کسی کی کرے چارہ سازی زیارت کسی کی
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ, very beautiful kalam and beautifully recited. Alhamdulillah, an amazing way to start our program. So dear viewers, the first caliph of Islam, this is something that we should all know. My dear viewers, in today's time, it is very important that we know and our children know who was the first caliph of Islam, not only his name, rather his title, more famous than his name, but about this great personality and what he did in his life that truly made him the greatest after all of the prophets and messengers. Yes, my dear viewers, this is a title that is attributed to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first caliph of the Muslims. He is afdalul bashari ba'da al-anbiya'i bit-tahqiq. Now this means that the Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is the most superior out of all of the humans after the prophets and messengers. It is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is one of his titles. Another beautiful title given to him specifically is Khalifatul Rasul, that he is the caliph, the deputy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After him, nobody else was given this title. Now, dear viewers, let us go through his introduction so we can learn a bit about this great personality and then we can further develop on this foundation, inshallah. So, if we start off with this beautiful discussion, if I was to ask a question, dear viewers of Madniya Channel, I know I can't hear your response, but let me just pose a question to you. What was the name of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. What was his name? Many of us might be thinking, well, what is his name? Some might say Abu Bakr, but Abu Bakr is not his name. That is his, you can say, title. This is not his name. He's more famous with that. That's not his name. Similarly, people might say Siddiq. Siddiq is not his name. That was a title given to him. And inshallah, we will delve into what happened, what transpired in his life that led to him being given that title. Furthermore, some people might say Atiq. Atiq is not his name. That's another beautiful title of this great personality. So, my dear viewers, this is the first thing, inshallah, that you can learn from today's program. The name of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, given to him by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Abdullah. Okay? Abdullah is the name of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. So his appellation is Abu Bakr. His titles are Siddiq and Atiq. Now, just briefly go through the meaning of these two words. Siddiq means the exceptionally truthful one. So the one who always tells the truth, you can say that that title is befitting for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Furthermore, you have the title of Atiq. Atiq literally means, in this context, the one who is freed, the freed one. And what is he freed from? Well, my dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this title to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He said, "Anta atiqum minan nar," that, "O Abu Bakr, you are free from the fire of hell." So it was because of the title given to him by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he is renowned. Now think about this. Hundreds of years have passed. Many people come and go. But these personalities and their remembrance is so fresh within our mind, it doesn't even seem like it's been a long time. Because we remember them often. These were those people who sacrificed everything they had. And this is not even exaggeration for this great personality. Sacrificing everything he had within his possession for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers, this is another thing that we learn. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was from the same tribe as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the Quraysh tribe. And if we actually go deeper into his family tree, we learn that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, his lineage meets with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at approximately the 7 generations. The 7th generation back, so his father, his father's father, back 7 times, you will meet with the lineage and the tree of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed family tree. And this is why, my dear viewers, there is also a link of nasab with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alongside the fact that he happily gave his daughter Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha into the marriage, into the nikah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was accepted by the whole family, accepted by whole of society as well. Furthermore, my dear viewers, we learn that from amongst the free men at that time, from amongst the free men, the first individual to embrace Islam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, this is another thing. All of these things are exclusive qualities of this great personality, which shows his honor and status in the court of Allah Almighty. Because to be the first one to embrace Islam, it's not your own doing. This is a gift and a rank that is bestowed by Allah Almighty to his chosen people. We also learn, my dear viewers, that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his life. Childhood, young, growing up, and then even adulthood, being with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as soon as he announced his prophethood as well. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he took part in all of the battles that took place within Islam. Not only that, even after the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was also the leader of the believers, and he took part in battles as well. Furthermore, we know this is one of the most, you can say, the greatest things that we hear from the life of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, is that he supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout his life. It wasn't just one moment that he helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or he helped Islam, but rather throughout his life, if we talk about him freeing the slaves which were commanded unto him by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, him giving his wealth for the betterment of Islam, donating his sadaqat in the way of Allah Almighty, this was all maqbool and accepted by Allah Almighty and by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bringing the introduction to a close, we learn that when he was appointed as Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers at the time, he remained within that position for approximately 2 years and 7 months. So then, my dear viewers, we learned that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu passed away on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 13 AH. So 13 after Hijrah, and he was buried next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, inshallah, we are going to speak about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu even more. But I would like to include my honorable guest here today, a student of Jamiatul Madinah, mashallah, and he's taken some time out to come and teach us regarding the beautiful deen. So my dear viewers, stay tuned, inshallah. We will now move towards Hafiz Jawad al-Tari, inshallah. Ji Hafiz Sahab, regarding this honorable personality, how can we introduce this to the Muslim world and how we can further give them an understanding of who the type of caliber this personality was?
Subhanallah, that was a beautiful introduction. And in regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the first honorable companion, keep in mind that for those who are watching, anyone who is given any sort of title, especially the companions, anyone who comes after the companions, the person who has become an alim, we call him an alim. All of these titles that are given within the religion of Islam, they are only due to the nisbah and the link with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Like if we were to look at the title of Sayyiduna Umar, where Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu is given the title of Farooq, Sayyiduna Uthman is given the title of Ghani, Sayyiduna Ali is given the title of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is given the beautiful title of As-Siddiq. And this is no other. The only reason is due to the nisbat and connection with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of these titles, if we were to open the Quran itself speaks vastly upon the titles of the companions alayhim radwan. Subhanallah. The first, how if we were to see the title of Sahib al-Taqwa, the person who had so much piety, is not just we're calling Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an Sahib al-Taqwa. The Quran itself is natiq. It speaks upon this matter itself.
MashaAllah.
Allah Almighty mentions in Surah Al-Layl, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Subhanallah. That and very soon he will be kept far away from it, i.e. the fire of hell. The one who is the most pious. So when we say he is the person of taqwa, he is the person of piety, we're not saying it only. Rather, the Quran is teaching us that this is the adab that you should have in relation to the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes when you do ta'aruf, when we do introduction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, we say second of the two.
Subhanallah.
This is not just us saying it in our khitab and our bayanat. Rather, this is the Quran again speaks upon this matter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَ ثَنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ.
Allah.
Subhanallah. That he, i.e. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he was the second of two when both were in the cave at the same time.
Subhanallah.
The viewers would be well aware of the migration that took place between the two blessed cities from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. زَادَهُمَ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا. And the cave that even when people do Umrah, Hajj, etc., they do Ziyarat, etc.
MashaAllah.
Yes. The cave of Thawr. Ghari Thawr. That is where, subhanAllah, the Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an had the opportunity to stay in the suhbah and the companionship with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the verse itself of the Quran is natiq, it's speaking very well upon this matter as well, subhanAllah. And if we were to look about one more matter, the Quran itself, same surah, Surah At-Tawbah. When we are talking about the title of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, that he is from As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon. Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. That and the earliest and the foremost muhajirin, i.e. the immigrants, and Ansar, the helpers of these immigrants as well, subhanAllah. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq are given so many titles, these were just mukhtasar. SubhanAllah, this is the beautiful Allah personality of this honorable companion.
SubhanAllah, mashaAllah. My dear viewers, so from the Holy Quran, we have just heard in relation to the status of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. One point which I would like to also add to Hafsab's beautiful point regarding the verse of Surah Al-Layl, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. And people might say, you know, people unfortunately, they think these things that it doesn't mention the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in the verse. So how can you say that? Well, my dear viewers, Hafiz Sahab also mentioned this point, that this is the point that he was going to include as well, that in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, the likes of Tafsir Kabir, approximately, my dear viewers, 800 years ago, a great man of Allah Almighty, an imam of his time, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi alayhi rahma, he mentions in Tafsir Kabir that this is an ijma', this is a unanimous agreement amongst the commentators of the Quran, that the word al-atqa is used and it was revealed about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Meaning, it is a consensus of the scholars of the Holy Quran that this personality who is al-atqa is referring to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And how do we know this? Because if we go to the Shane Nuzul, we can realize that when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu came forward to follow the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to purchase Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and when he purchased him for an expensive price, the disbelievers of Makkah began to think, why did Sayyiduna, they didn't say Sayyiduna, we will say, why did Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, why did he spend so much money on purchasing Bilal? That it doesn't make sense, because he is a slave, what could he have truly done? He gave so much money just for his freedom. But they didn't understand Ashik-e-Akbar. They didn't understand the greatest devotee, that every one of his actions were in line of being in love and following in the command of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they said, they began to spread such rumors, my dear viewers, in the time, that you know what happened? Actually, Bilal, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, probably did a favor for him. And because of this, he is going to pay back Sayyiduna Bilal by freeing him. This is what they conjured up in their mind. But what happened, my dear viewers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses of Surah Al-Layl in honor and protection of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is what the scholars mentioned in Tafsir Khazin, for example. So the reason, what does the verse say? Just repeating it once again. It has been mentioned. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. The one who gave his wealth in order to become pure. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And no one has done a worldly favor to him for which recompense may be given in return. So this is Allah Almighty clearly stating that, O people of the time of the Prophet ﷺ and all those people to come, don't think that Ashik-e-Akbar, the greatest devotee, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, did this action because he had to repay a favor or because he wanted to show anything. But this was solely done إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْعَلَى. He did this solely in order to seek the pleasure, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Most High. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And soon indeed he will be very pleased. So my dear viewers, this is the shan of this great personality, that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the ulama of the deen have mentioned this throughout the centuries, that afdalul bashari ba'da al-anbiya'i bit-tahqiq is sayyiduna amirul mu'minin Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So this is why my dear viewers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, even though if we go deeper into this story, I mean, I do want to continue, but this story is very heart-touching for all the devotees, for all the Muslims, because what did Mufti Ahmad Yarkhar Naimi alayhi rahma say? He said, do you know, during this deal of purchasing Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said such words which struck the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his beloved companion, O Abu Bakr, allow us to partake in the purchase of Bilal. Subhanallah. Meaning, take half of the amount from us so we also become from amongst those who have purchased and freed Bilal. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, look at this Ashik-e-Akbar. He began to tremble while sacrificing himself at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that, O my master, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am your khadim, I am your servant, I am your slave, and so too is Bilal radiallahu anhu. O my master, I have purchased him for your sake, and I have freed him for your sake. Meaning, when this happened, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I did this only for your sake. My wealth is all belongs to you, Ya Rasulullah. Just as a servant, he doesn't own anything himself. Everything is in the ownership of his master. This is what Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was mentioning, and he was overwhelmed with love. Tears began to flow from his eyes. And when Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu saw the luminous, magnificent radiant countenance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he immediately fell unconscious. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to remove the dust from his face with his own blessed shawl mubarak, and he said that, "Oh Bilal radiallahu anhu, you have suffered a lot of hardship in the way of Allah Almighty." And this is why, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also follow in the way of the greatest devotee, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and say words like this: "Fidaka bi abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah," that I may my parents be ransom upon you, ya Rasulullah. These were the words of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is where we learn the true status of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Let us go to that very famous waqia during his childhood, where it shows the purity and the exclusive quality given to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So my dear viewers, it is beautifully mentioned that, you know, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was an extremely intelligent personality. Extremely intelligent, even from a young age. His father, who at that time was not a believer, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not announce his prophethood. His father, Sayyidina Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu, embraced Islam during at the time of Fath Makkah, when the conquest of Makkah took place. That's when the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq embraced Islam. So at this time, he was not a believer. He took his son to the place where there were idols in Makkah, and he said to his son that, "Oh my son, prostrate to these idols, ma'adallah." So when the father said this, he left his son there, thinking he's going to carry on what I told him, and he went on his way. Now look at the intelligence of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, my dear viewers. Look at the shan of this great personality. At that time, remember, at that time where idolatry, worshipping other than Allah, was the biggest thing. It was the craze of the time. Now look at this great personality. At a young age, he said, he approached one of those idols, and now it's only the idols and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the room. And he said, "Inni ja'i'un fa'at'imni," that, "Oh idols, I am hungry, so feed me." Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he knew that this is a lifeless stone. What is it going to reply? Then he said something else. "Inni 'arin faksini," that, "I have no clothes, give me clothes." Now how could the stone talk? It is a stone, it is an idol. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu then did the third thing. He picked up a stone and he said, "I will strike you with this stone, O idol. So if you are a god, show me and protect yourself." Now look at what Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu did. He picked up the stone, threw it towards the idol. It hit the idol. The idol fell on its face to the ground and it shattered into pieces. As soon as that happened, the father of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came in. He saw what happened. He was overwhelmed with emotion. And he struck Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu upon his face. Then he took his son home and said to his wife, that, "Look at what your son has done today. He has destroyed one of the idols." And listening to this, what did the noble mother of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu say? She said, "Leave my son alone. He is not at fault." Now, why do you think this is? Do you think she is just protecting her son in that moment? My dear viewers, it goes beyond motherly love. She said, "When he was born, I heard a voice from the unseen. Ya amatallahi ala tahqiq, ibshiri bil walad al atiq, ismuhu fi sama is siddiq li Muhammadin sahibun wa rafiq." These were the words that were said to the mother of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Eventually, both of the parents of the Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq embraced Islam. But this is in a time when Islam had not even mentioned to them. So what did she hear? She heard, "Ya amatallahi ala tahqiq, O truthful bondswoman of Allah Almighty, ibshiri bil walad al-atiq." This is before the birth of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he was born. She said, she heard this voice, "Rejoice, celebrate at the birth of your freed son. Ismuhu fis sama is Siddiq. In the heavens, his name is Siddiq. Li Muhammadin sahibun wa rafiq. And he will be the companion and the close friend for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam." And this is why this story, this incident doesn't end here, my dear viewers. This is mentioned in Irshad al-Sari, mentioned in the commentary of Sahih Bukhari. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu related this incident that was told to him by his parents. He related this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the companionship, in the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, in the majlis of the Sahaba, when he finished, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said that, "O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr has spoken the truth. Abu Bakr has spoken the truth. Abu Bakr has most definitely spoken the truth." My dear viewers, look at the shan of this great personality. This incident has taken place, and then it shows the purity of his nature. Furthermore, the scholars of Islam, our honorable Imam, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Parwane Shami Risalat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, he writes in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif, volume 28, that two companions, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, were believers since the time Allah Almighty declared to all the souls that He is their Lord. From here onwards, up until they were born into this world, during childhood, at the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, and until they both passed away, they were and are believers. The filth of disbelief and polytheism never stained their pure souls, and never will it even reach them until the day of judgment. Meaning, even day of judgment will come, but they will never be stained with polytheism or disbelief. This is what Imam al-Sunnah mentioned in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif as well. So my dear viewers, in summary, subhanallah, look at the exclusive quality of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. This waqi'ah that took place in his childhood. Now think about this. We have done a lot of things as children, right? Some of them, if our elders remind us of what we did as we were children, we'd feel shy that why are you bringing this up again? But look at the pure nature of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That as a child, his pureness, his tawheed, him being muwahid, was eminent and clear, manifest in this very beautiful story. So this is just one waqiyah, my dear viewers of Madrin Channel. And inshallah, now I'd like to refer to our honorable guest as well. If you'd like to mention another beautiful, beautiful point on this topic of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, in relation to the honorable companion himself, it was a time when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood. And there was also a time where the people of Makkah, the residents of Makkah al-Mukarramah, were not willing to accept the Nubuwwah and the prophethood of the Prophet alayhi salam. When he alayhi salam announced his risalah, announced his prophethood, announced his messengership, they wasn't accepting it. Astaghfirullah, they would do all sorts at that time. Even though those miracles were shown to the disbelievers of Makkah, they wouldn't accept it. Subhanallah, is that beautiful narration where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came back from the journey of Mi'raj, and when the Prophet alayhi salam did this entire night journey, came back to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he told the disbelievers of Makkah that this happened, this occurred.
Yes.
The disbelievers of Makkah denied that, how is it possible? Because approximately it would take a 1 month's journey to go to Masjid al-Aqsa, and of course it'll take another month's journey to come back. So at least 2 months should have taken, not in a split of a second, that, oh, the one who is claiming to be a prophet, subhanallah, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that from Makkah al-Mukarramah, you went to Masjid al-Aqsa, you went to the first, second, third, fourth sky, you went to the seventh sky, you went past Sidrat al-Muntaha, you seen paradise, you seen the hellfire, and then you did the dar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you came back, and now you're telling us all this. So these points did not fit in their rationality, subhanallah. Then when those disbelievers went and knocked on the door of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, on the apparent, when these things were told to the Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, anyone would say that this matter, this 1 plus 1, is not adding up together at the moment. However, when those disbelievers said that this was said by your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, without a shadow of a doubt and without a split second, he goes, "My Prophet is certainly telling the truth."
Subhanallah.
So at the time when no one was accepting the risala and the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah, it was no other than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been discussing this topic, alhamdulillah, for some time now. So I would like to take a kalam and some package, inshaAllah, azawajalla. If we can take the kalam first, inshaAllah, azza wa jalla, and then later on, inshaAllah, we'll take a package. Jazakumullah khairah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا یار غار
پیار محبوب خدا سے
اکبر کا
اللہ کا پیارا نبی کا پیارا فاروق کا پیارا عثمان کا پیارا علی کا پیارا حسنین کا پیارا
کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے ذکر اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے ذکر اکبر کا
الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں تیری رحمت کے صدقے واسطہ صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
ذکر اکبر کا
رسول الانبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم سے رسول اور انبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم سے یہ عالم میں ہے کس کا مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
صدیق اکبر کا
گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
صدیق اکبر کا
ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخلِ بیعت ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخلِ بیعت بنا فخر سلا سلسلہ صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
صدیق اکبر کا
لٹایا راگ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے لٹایا راگ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے کہ لٹ لٹ کر غصر گھر بن گیا صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
کہ اکبر کا
اللہ کا پیارا نبی کا پیارا فاروق کا پیارا عثمان کا پیارا علی کا پیارا حسنین کا پیارا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, you've just heard a beautiful manqabat of our honorable top personality today that we are discussing. Alhamdulillah. Bayan ho kis zaban se martaba Siddiq Akbar ka, hey yaar ghar mahboob e khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. So my dear viewers, inshallah we'll now go back to our honorable guest to take some more madani pearls regarding this great personality. Ji aap sab, what would you like to add?
Subhanallah, there's a beautiful waqia and something which we should take away as well in relation to the muhabbat with one habib with the other. So one beloved having ishq and muhabbat with the other during the lifetime of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, i.e. during the last moment of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr made a will and he goes, take my body when I pass away, take my body in front of the blessed Rawza-i Anwar of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then ask, say that assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, that peace and blessings be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. If the blessed darwaza of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Hujra Mubarakah, open, then enter my body and place it next to the best of creation alayhi salam. But if the door does not open and if my request is not fulfilled, and then what you do is go and bury my body in Jannat al-Baqi. Subhanallah, it is reported that when the blessed body was taken, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Subhanallah, not only was the door opened, rather it was heard saying, join the beloved with his beloved, because the beloved is longing for his beloved.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And there are many companions of the Prophet alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa Talha wa Zubair wa Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Ashra Mubashara, many Badri Sahabis. Mm-hmm. Many of the companions who came after, meaning they were still alive and after the honorable, the apparent demise of the Prophet alayhi salam. And there's many tabi'un and atba'u tabi'in, etc. But there's only two such individuals who were given this blessed person, this ability to be buried next to the Prophet alayhi salam, no other than the Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And this was merely due to the love that he had for the Prophet alayhi salam, and that every single moment of his lifetime he spent it for the sake of Rasulullah alayhi salam. Even at times where there was difficulty, especially when there was mali difficulty, when there's difficulty in terms of wealth, not only did he give half his wealth, rather he gave everything in the court of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, mashallah, the viewers of Madani channel, the love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam had for his noble companion can be seen throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That how even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam became unwell and illness wanted to greet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he remained within his blessed home, we found that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically highlighted the fact that where is Abu Bakr? Call Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and tell him to lead the people in prayer. Meaning this is the maqam, the status and the lofty rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu over all of the other companions. This is just one element, one aspect, that he was selected by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead the believers in prayer. Furthermore, if we look at this aspect where the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was actually given a comparison or a weighed against the iman of the entire Muslim nation. And this hadith is mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned himself the rank of the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And he said, if the iman of Abu Bakr was placed on one side of the scale and the iman of the entire ummah is placed on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr would surpass the entire Muslim nation.
Subhanallah.
My dear viewers, look at the maqam and who is saying these words. Today many people have a problem, but look at who's saying these words. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman. Furthermore, it's mentioned in one narration that the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is not because he prays a lot or observes many fasts. So it's not for outward worship. Rather, it is because of what has been placed within his heart. There is something within the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu that is not found, or the level and depth is not found in anybody else's heart from the companions. So this is the shan of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is where we also know the famous narration and statement of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, Farooq Azam, the second Khalifa al-Muslimin, where he said that I would prefer to have one, that one good deed of the night of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and he can have all of my good deeds. But I would just want that one night that he had. And what night is he referring to? The night in Ghar Thawr that we referred to and highlighted as well. That night where it was just Habib wa Habib. It was just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu for 3 days and three nights in the cave of Thawr, and that closeness, that proximity, and such blessings, my dear viewers, were showered upon Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in that cave that nobody can ever articulate the secrets. There's one narration which I've read, and it's mentioned as well, that Allah Almighty commanded the angels to create a pathway from one of the rivers of paradise towards Ghar Thawr. At that time for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he was told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go further into the cave, you will find a stream of water and some food and consume that. And when he was told in the narration that this was sustenance given by Allah Almighty to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, this is the shan of this great personality. And furthermore, it's beautifully mentioned, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he saved the entire Muslim Ummah. This is another one of his exclusive qualities that we should always remember. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he saved the Muslim Ummah, my dear viewers. And how? Let us listen to this one waqia. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, he had his zahri wisal, the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The noble companions found it extremely difficult to continue on with their lives. Think about this, how the state of the Sahaba ikram were. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely intelligent companion, but in the great sorrow and grief, he even drew his sword and announced, whoever dares to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, I will sever his head. This was the words of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. So even this loss had a deep impact upon Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. But even though the noble companions were distraught and they were in such a difficult situation where they were also worried about what's going to happen to Islam and how the disbelievers are now going to try, and they were themselves rejoicing at this fact. My dear viewers, what happened? At such a fragile moment in Islamic history, there was only one personality who took within himself all of the pain that he was feeling and he harbored it within his heart. And he made the decision that now the matters of Islam and the continuation of the propagation of Islam must continue. So Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he tackled those matters with his insight. Even though he was grieving, he understood the fact of the sensitivity of this situation and how now we need to lead the Muslims further and push them, continue, tell them to continue on. So what happened, my dear viewers? Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, once he received the news of the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he arrived. He saw the companions in their situation, in their devastation of grief. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was that one individual who stood up, addressed the noble companions and said, if anyone amongst you worshipped Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that he has passed away. But if you worship Allah Almighty, then know that Allah Almighty is alive and shall never die. And then he recited, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبَلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. And he mentioned, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is purely a messenger. There have been messengers before him. So if he departs from this world, or he has hypothetically been martyred, will you therefore turn back on your heels? The companion stated, it was as if we did not know that Allah Almighty had already revealed this verse before, until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited this. Upon hearing this verse, everyone started reciting this verse too. When Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu heard Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq reciting this verse, his legs could no longer support him and he came to the ground. It was at this moment that he knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had truly passed away. This waqia, this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, my dear viewers, in Kitab al-Maghazi. Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmah, mentions that Mir Abdul Wahid, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, saving the ummah during a fragile time, destroying the plots of the enemies, and saving the ummah from falling is the miracle of the secret that was placed in the heart of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this is who Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is. He is the savior of the Muslim ummah. And his rank is far beyond anything that we can ever try to articulate. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We have more points to discuss, but even Hafiz Sahab, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, will have some more points. But before we do, let us take our packages, Alhamdulillah, that we have ready, and then we will come back and give a final discussion on this beautiful topic. Because truly we cannot do justice, but we are placing our hazri, our attendance, amongst those who praise this noble personality. So, my dear viewers of Madani Channel and our honorable guests, inshallah, if we can now present the packages and we will come back and end our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues and excellence of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned in the books of Hadith. Let's listen some sayings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam about Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Number one, it is stated in Abu Dawud Sharif, the last beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, the first person from my ummah to enter paradise will be you. Subhanallah. It is stated in Mu'jamul Awsat, the last beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever wants to see a person who is free from hell, he should look at Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. The last beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is stated in Tirmizi Sharif, that I have repaid everyone who had a favor upon me. However, the favors of Abu Bakr upon me will be repaid by Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers, once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the hand of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his right hand and the hand of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his left hand and said, we will be raised like this on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, today let's talk about the first caliph of Islam, the most elite after the prophets, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Dear viewers, the first caliph of the Muslims, the leader of the faithful, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, was named Abdullah. Abdullah was his name and his kunya was Abu Bakr. And he was famously known by the titles of Siddiq and Atiq. Siddiq, dear viewers, means very truthful, as he radiallahu an always spoke the truth, which earned him this title. As for Atiq, dear viewers, Atiq means liberated, a title given because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings of being freed from hell. His father's name was Usman, commonly known as Abu Quhafa, and his mother's name was Ummul Khair Salma binte Sakhr. After six generations, dear viewers, the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an connects with the lineage of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was born in Makkah 2 years and a few months after the year of elephant, Amul Fil. When we talk about the distinct qualities and virtues, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh possessed many unique virtues that no other companion holds. After the prophets, he radiallahu anh is the most virtuous among the mankind. He radiallahu anh was the first man to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also, dear viewers, During the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was honored with the position of leading the prayer. He was also the first one to compile the Quran. Another distinct feature that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an has is that he radiyallahu an himself was a companion. So were his parents, so were his sons, his daughters, and his grandsons and granddaughters. So 4 generations of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, they all were companions. An honor, a unique feature that is not shared by any other companion. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an possessed such excellent qualities and an impeccable character that even before accepting Islam, he never bowed to a false god nor engaged in any immoral actions. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about a few sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an. The first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an said, "Do not quarrel with your neighbors, for they will remain there, but those who witness your dispute will leave and spread various opinions about it." In another saying of a master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an said, "A prayer made by one brother for another purely for Allah's pleasure is accepted." Now, dear viewers, a time also came when this beacon of guidance of a master, the leader of the faithful, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, departed from this mortal world. Dear viewers, he radiyallahu an graced the position of caliph for 2 years and 3 months, passing away on Monday late in the evening, 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 13 Hijri. His funeral prayer was led by the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an was laid to rest by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the blessed chamber of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon our master, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, and forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been discussing regarding this great personality, the first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a beautiful point I'd like to highlight here today in relation to the khususiyat, the special exclusive qualities of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So try to listen attentively, inshallah, and remember these points to also mention to fellow Muslims as well, that these are exclusive qualities of that great personality. So number one, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he led 17 prayers during the worldly life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, exclusive qualities. Number two, he was the first individual to compile the noble Quran. He was the first to offer salah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is the unanimous belief of the Ahlul Sunnah that after the Prophets and Messengers alayhim salat wasalam, he is superior to all humans, jinns, and general angels. He spent 47 years of his blessed life with the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is that fortunate individual who is a companion himself, whose father is a companion, whose sons, daughters, and grandchildren are all companions. Subhanallah. No one besides him enjoys this honor. He was the first to deliver a sermon, a khutbah, in Masjid al-Haram, and he would run a clothing business as well. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, these were 8 points in relation to the distinct qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hafiz Sahab, anything else you'd like to add? There's so many points, so many narrations, books have been written about this great personality. What else would you like to add, inshallah?
Once the Prophet alayhi salam might have been the fact that he went out of city Because the Prophet ﷺ himself was a very busy individual.
Sure.
This is something which the viewers should be known as well, that those who just stay at home, do nothing.
Mm.
This is not in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.
Very good.
The Prophet would sometimes keep themselves busy in many different tasks because they had the umur of the Sultanate of Islam of that time.
Yes.
So he himself is the Sultan forever for anyone, subhanAllah. So the Prophet ﷺ was out of city. And because it was time for Salah, so what the Muslims did is they put forward Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. This shows that it is not only through the words of the Prophet alayhi salam is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu stood in the Musalla. Rather, it was through the unanimous agreement of the Muslims of that time that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was made forth. Something known as taqaddum and taqdeem.
MashaAllah.
So when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu came forward, salah happened, everything, subhanAllah. And keep in mind, whenever our brothers are in namaz, they would know, especially for the brothers who are for salah in congregation, they know that the safs are tight. Yeah, you should keep shoulder to shoulder with the people next to you.
Yes.
So it's not possible for even a fly to get through, basically. It's not possible. Let alone a person walking through. So what happened was the sufuf, the lines were aligned, and then the best of creation alayhi salam walked in the honorable masjid. This shows another nature of the Prophet alayhi salam, that whenever he comes, the companions automatically find out. How? It was through the fragrance of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the Prophet alayhi salam came in, subhanallah, it was very few seconds the Prophet alayhi salam came to the first saf, came right behind. So it is a moment of understanding that how on earth was it the fact when the saf are made, how is it possible for anyone to come through?
Yes, yes.
SubhanAllah, this shows that the sufuf were departed, the companions started making row for the best of creation, alayhi salam, to walk past. When the Prophet alayhi salam came to the first saf, the companions started doing something known as tasfiq, hitting the back of the hand on the palm, on the back of the other hand.
Yes.
So in order to aware that Imam Sahib, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu, the Prophet alayhi salam is here, it's time for you to come back now.
Okay.
However, the Prophet alayhi salam gave ishara, indication, stay on your musalla. However, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq then came back. The Prophet alayhi salam went forth. Salah was completed. The Prophet alayhi salam, after doing dua, looked at Sayyidina Abu Bakr and said, when I indicated you to stay in your place, how come you moved?
Mm-hmm.
SubhanAllah, the tarikhi alfaz of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, that it is not befitting for the son of Abu Quhafa to lead the Prophet of Allah in prayer.
SubhanAllah.
So this was the kirdar of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, that whenever the Prophet alayhi salam is mawjood, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq would also himself keep himself behind the best of creation.
SubhanAllah. If you look at this beautiful relationship that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his beloved companion, and look at how we learn the true love that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was not just shown on one occasion, rather throughout the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The point that Hafiz Ab mentioned actually previously in relation to when he made a will that when I pass on, place my body in front of the blessed rawdah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say to the companions? What did he say in the will? Give salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With which words? Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. Now remember, my dear viewers, we give salam to people who are alive. You don't give salam to someone who you know will not respond. This is a very clear proof in the narration that the prophets of Allah are alive. This is why the salam is given. This is why we give salam and salat and salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't end. Our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't end after his passing. Rather, it increases even more. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of the actions of his ummah. This is why, my dear viewers, we should be very careful how we live our life. Don't harm people. Don't be a means of causing more takalif. Because look, we have heard in the narrations, the greatest level of faith is to proclaim the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the lowest level of faith is to remove something harmful from the path. Imatatul adha anit tariq. This is the lowest level, meaning why is that done? Do not cause harm to people. If there's something harmful, to remove it. Today we need to reflect within our life. Does this also show that we are also not causing harm to people? But look at this point here, that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu is teaching the Muslim Ummah to come as well. That Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu believes in Hayatul Anbiya. He believes in that the prophets are alive. And this is the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah. And also, my dear viewers, we know in narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated in a hadith of Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. That without doubt, Allah Almighty has made it forbidden upon the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. Verily, the prophets of Allah, the Prophet of Allah is alive, and he is given sustenance. And in another well-known narration as well, الْأَنْبِيَاءُ أَحْيَاءٌ فِي قُبُورِهِمْ يُصَلُّونَ. The prophets are alive and they offer salah in their graves. So this is also, my dear viewers, very clear that what should be the belief of the Muslim Ummah. This is the point that I want to portray today here as well from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that we believe as Muslims that the prophets of Allah, they are alive. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this point is very clear. Now Hafiz Saab, there's a point I would like to address to the Muslim population as well, because today we live in a very dangerous time. People are saying whatever they like, whatever they feel about even these auspicious personalities, these people whom, you know, a person's tongue should shake and he should think twice before ever uttering such words. Like, for example, there's a waqia mentioned in Sharh al-Sudur. The great Allama Jalaluddin al-Suyuti, al-Shafi'i alayhi rahmah, he writes that an individual, his time of death came. And when his time of death was approaching, so death was about to reach him, he was told by the people to recite the kalima. Recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, I don't have the ability to recite the kalima.
Allahu Akbar.
Think how mahroom, deprived of Allah's mercy that person is. Now the question should be for all of us, what did he do? What did he do that he is being deprived of reciting kalima at the time of death? This is something for all of us to be aware of, my dear viewers. He said, the reason why I don't have the ability to recite the kalima is because I used to associate myself with those people who would tell me to say offensive and insulting words against Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhuma.
Sayyidi, there's also a hadith where the Prophet alayhi salam clearly states, clear words, فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ, that the one, astaghfirullah, who curses my companions, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ يَجْمَعِينَ, upon him is the curse of Allah, the angels, and every single person. Allahu Akbar. So these are those type of people that who, astaghfirullah, use their tongue against what the tongue is created for.
Allahu.
So there's another hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi where the Messenger of Allah says, similar in these words, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ.
جَامِعِ تِرْمِذِي.
Yes. جِي. بِالْكُلْ. That when you see those people who curse my companions, then say to them, may the curse of Allah be upon your evil.
Yes.
Upon what you are uttering.
Yes.
So this is something, and also in Sahih al-Bukhari, لَا تَصُبُّ أَصْحَابِي. Don't curse my companions. So whenever it comes time to the matter of the companions, the best thing is just keep your mouth closed.
Yes.
And if you want to see, always do, subhanAllah, the mahafid that we are.
Alhamdulillah, right, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is something, alhamdulillah, within this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami, we are reminded time and time again. We are amongst, alhamdulillah, the Ushaqani Rasul. Those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do every action within their life, will use their body parts, their limbs, in those things which will bring about the pleasure of Allah Almighty and the pleasure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's very clear, and alhamdulillah, many views of Madani Channel, this is why I would suggest in today's day and age, I'll use Da'at Islami's, alhamdulillah, you know, we have the Naat production channels, we have you can say clips from our Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnat, Muftiyani Kiram, where they have many beautiful points when they are raising and regarding the praise of the honorable companions, and especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Use your social media for good, and inshallah azza wa jalla, this will be a means of sadaqah jariyah for you as well, with the continuous form of charity when you have a good intention. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from today's beautiful particular program as well, that when it comes to the honorable companions, we will always speak good about them. Now, do you want to hear those words that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said at the time when he heard regarding the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is some point that I'm going to link on to a second point, inshallah azza wa jalla. So when the shining star of the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the support for the brokenhearted, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said these following words of poetry upon hearing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. He said, "Lamma ra'aytu nabiyyana mutajaddala, daqat 'alayya bi ardihinna ad-dur." When I saw my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam having apparently passed away, the houses seemed constricted to me despite their vastness. Even though the house is vast, it's big, but unfortunately they have become restricted upon me. Then he says, فَارْتَاعَ قَلْبِي عِنْدَ ذَاكَ لِهُلْكِهِ وَالْعَظْمُ مِنِّي مَا حَيِّتُ كَسِيرٌ. He says, now due to the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my heart is shattered. and my bone will remain broken forever. And then he says a final couplet, Ya laytani min qabli mahlaki sahibi ghayabtu fi jadthin ala sakhur. He says that if only I could have been buried in my grave before the apparent demise of my master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is mentioned in Al-Mawahibul Ladunya, Imam Qastallani alayhi rahmah. So he made views, look at the love that is being articulated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His love goes beyond our comprehension. This is what I was mentioning in the introduction as well. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his love was so overwhelming with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what do we understand? When it came time to protecting Islam, he placed all of those feelings within his heart. And inwardly he would become unwell because of the grief. And this is why the scholars of Islam, you know, they mention this in various locations. They say the cause of the passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq pass away? Just because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away. And this is, unfortunately, my dear viewers, something that we lack today. Do we have this pain and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We ask Allah Almighty, for the sake of the true devotee, Allah Almighty enliven our hearts with true love and devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ji Hafiz Sahab, anything else, alhamdulillah, on this beautiful topic?
Jeen. Inshallah, I will end up on the things which was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was a fond of.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, he had love, ishq and mahabbat for many things. One of the things were to constantly look at the blessed and fragrant face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep in mind, this was a dua from the heart that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu's dua was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was that, imagine there's no one in the room, subhanallah. Right now, other than our brother cameraman, there's only you and me.
Yes.
So imagine, I'm not going to be looking at the walls. It's going to be quite plain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be looking at yourself. You're going to be looking at me. So this is a time where we're watching each other.
Yes.
Imagine a cave, quite
Allah,
dark.
Allah, Allah.
Only two beautiful Allah. And nurani faces are facing each other. So this was a time when the dua of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh was accepted. The second time was in the time of Ghazwa Tabuk.
Okay.
When the Prophet alayhi salam requested for the maal of his companions, and that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq gave all of his maal in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was asked, what have you left for yourself? This is at times when you give sadaqah, when it comes time for Jummah, and it comes time to take something out of our pocket. If we feel 2-3 notes, we try to find the, you know, what's the 5 pound color? The blue one.
Allah.
We try to find the blue one. We don't want to give the orange red one away. Subhanallah. So it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq who did infaq fi sabilillah to his utmost. Subhanallah. And then the shayr says, Subhanallah.
Kya pesh kare jana, kya cheez hamari hai, kya pesh kare jana.
And subhanAllah, the final point was that he wanted Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq to remain in the presence of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. And as I mentioned before, there's only two individuals who have been given this, subhanAllah, this fazilat out of the Ummah.
Dear viewers of Madrini Channel, alhamdulillah, we have been blessed and honored today to speak regarding this great personality. Just continuing on from the point of our honorable guest today, regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu sacrificing his wealth in the court of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful narration reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, I was present in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There I saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu wearing clothing which had thorns in place of buttons. In the meantime, Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, why is Abu Bakr wearing this particular dress today, wear this particular clothing? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam replied, O Jibra'il, he has sacrificed his entire wealth for me before the conquest of Makkah. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam then humbly said, Allah Almighty sends salam to you, O beloved, and says that, O beloved, ask him, ask Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq if he is pleased or displeased with Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. What is being said? A salam is being conveyed, and then furthermore, Allah Almighty is mentioning this about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Is he pleased or displeased with Allah Almighty? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then relayed this information. O Abu Bakr, Allah Almighty has sent salam upon you and has said, are you pleased with me or not? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, how can I be displeased with my Rabb? I am pleased with my Rabb. I am pleased with my Rabb. I am pleased with my Rabb. Entering into the state of spiritual ecstasy of wajd, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu mentioning, you know, how, look at how accepted he is, my dear viewers, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look further, this is a very beautiful waqi'ah. We maybe recite these verses quite often within our prayers. There's a very beautiful statement here as well. So this honorable scholar narrates, the following verses of Surah Al-Fajr were recited in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'innah. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. And it will be said to the pious, O satisfied soul, return towards your Lord in the state that you are pleased with Him and He is pleased with you. Then enter the ranks of my chosen bondsmen and enter my paradise. Now, this verse was recited in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, how amazing is this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, at the time of your passing, the angel will definitely say this.
Allah.
Subhan, look at the khush khabri, the glad tidings given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is mentioned in Tafsir Tabari, my dear viewers. Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he mentions, He also mentions that ever since the time that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not separate from him at all. To the extent that even after his apparent demise, he radiallahu anhu is resting by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took in his right hand the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and in the hand of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam in his left hand. And then he said, we will be raised like this on the Day of Judgment. This is the shan, my dear viewers, of these great personalities, that they will be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just look at where they are resting today. If you want to know the status of that personality, think about and just reflect over where they are residing today. They are resting in the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why, my dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, 13 AH, at the age of 63, the same age in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also left this mortal world. So here, my dear viewers, we also realize, look at how these personalities left this world in such a pure state. Glad tidings were given to these personalities. And this is how we, as Muslims today, should speak about these personalities, not only ourselves, but teach our family and the generations to come. Whenever we speak about them, speak of them with love and admiration, because these were the people who lived their life in the suhbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us true love and devotion for these personalities, especially afdalul bashri ba'da al-anbiya'i bit-tahqiq, amir al-mu'mineen, khalifatul muslimin, the first caliph of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, unfortunately, the time of our program has come to an end. Until our next program, inshallah, keep watching Madani channel. Keep yourself associated, alhamdulillah, with the efforts of Da'wat Islami. Take part in the Madani activities of Da'wat Islami. And inshallah, this love, this mindset of the reverence and respect for the noble companions, the blessed Ahle Bayt Athar, as well as the Awliya Kiram, will be firm in your heart and mind. May Allah keep us and grant us ikhlas and steadfastness upon this. Ameen bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way.
guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way. Guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.